intestinal harm?
Chitterlings.
Okay. If it's time to feed the stock and do the chores, you would say it is?
Time for work.
Okay. You know any calls to cows?
You mean how to call a cow? Okay.
Mm-hmm. For instance, to get them in from the pasture or to make them stand still?
No, not really. It seems to me I've seen my grandfather maybe hit on the side of the bucket or something like that, or they would come.
Okay, how about any calls to calves? Mules or horses to make them go left or right?
Horses is yay and nay, something like that. One way is right and the other way is to the left. I'm not sure which is which.
Okay, how about to get them in from the pasture?
He always used to send me out with a stick.
Okay. How about what you would say to a horse to make him go?
Really, I don't have to say anything. If you got on spurs, you spur him.
Okay, make him stop, would you say?
Make him stop, you pull in on the reins. You can say giddy up, but I don't know if he understands that or not.
Okay.
You can say, stop. No, it's giddy up and whoa. That's what it is.
Okay. Any calls to pigs?
Yeah, suey, suey, something like that.
Okay. Calls to sheep?
Don't know no sheep.
Chickens?
Don't know no chickens.
Okay. If you want to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you can say, I want to...
Saddle up.
Or?
Harness the horse to the wagon, hitch the horse to the wagon.
Okay. And when you're driving a horse for plowing, what would you hold?
A long rein.
Okay. And suppose you're riding a horse, what would you guide him with?
Reins.
Okay. And what do you put your feet into when you're riding a horse back?
Stirrups.
And if you have two horses when you're plowing, do you know a name for the one on the left?
No, I don't.
Okay. If something's not right near at hand, you'd say it's just a little...
out of reach.
Okay, a little way.
Something's not near at hand.
Yeah, you might say it's just a little...
just a little ways away.
Okay, if you've been traveling and have not finished your journey, you might say that you had a before dark. Still got a...
some distance to go.
Okay. If something is very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you would say that you could find it just about...
just about any place.
Okay, let's see. These are things that are... cut by a plow, or trenches, lines of them in the field.
Oh, the furrow.
Okay, if you have a very good yield of wheat, say we raised a big
harvest,
this thing
crop. Yeah.
If you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land. You would say you did what to it?
Cleared the land.
Okay, do you know a name for a second cutting of clover or grass?
A second cutting.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wheat is tied up into a...
bundle or bale.
Okay, if you had a bundle, they would be piled up into a...
probably a stack.
Okay, this is a measurement. You say we raised 40 of wheat.
Bushels,